Once you guys can sit here, and I'll ask the other boys and girls, members of our church school, to come forward and join us. Hey. There you go.
Me. Whoa. Hi. How are you?
There you go. Good morning, everyone. Getting ready to celebrate Christmas and with your families and all? Okay. Very good. If you'll take a look, I want to thank all of you, and I know some of you still have ones to bring, all the presents, the gifts that you brought for our white gifts today. Tomorrow, we'll take them up to the Nashville Pastoral Care Center, and they will be given out to families in this area to help help people who may not be able to have as good and celebratory a Christmas as we're going to have. It's to provide presents for families in this area, presents and other things who would not otherwise be able to afford them. So I want to thank you for doing that. Want to focus this way? Bam, this way. Thank you. And one of those, perhaps one of those families that these gifts will go for is like the story that I'm going to read to you. Mrs. Fletcher is going to show you the pictures, and I'm going to read the text. It's called December. And it's written, it's told by someone who is having to live with his mother on the street. Guys, got to sit up, okay?
Stop it.
Okay?
Stop it.
Okay? Okay, thank you. You got the picture there? Okay. My mother and I live in a house we made ourselves. There's black printing on the walls. Drink Coca-Cola, handle with care, Clorox. Our house is small. There's just room for us and what we have. But tonight is Christmas Eve, so we have more. We have a tiny tree the Christmas lot man gave us, a toy soldier I've kept since I was little, a shiny silver spoon, beads from a necklace I found on the sidewalk, and Mom made a star for the top. Under the tree on a paper Santa plate are our two Christmas cookies, one red, one green. I collected 32 soda pop cans to get these cookies at John's Market. John gave me the plate. On our wooden crater, Mary, the baby, one shepherd, one sheep. We tried to make the soldier be Joseph, but he didn't look right. We have a fat red candle, too. We won't light it, Mom says. We could start a fire, and then we'd have no house at all. I lie beside Mom on the heavy coat. She says, once belonged to my dad. The sun shines on our Christmas angel. She's a page torn from a calendar. Her name is December. She sings to us while we sleep, Mom says. I keep my eyes closed and listen for an angel song, but I never hear it. Tonight there's a noise. Someone is thumping at our door, which isn't a door at all, but just a piece of wood propped against the opening we made. It scares me. Maybe they're going to make us move from here. Thump, thump. Who's there? Mom stands and tries to push me behind her, but I get in front. I always look after her. Mom slides the wood away so she can just look out. I see an old woman. She's half hidden on clothes, on top of clothes. Her black hat has a fake rose pin to it. Can I come in? I'm so cold, she says. Mom looks over her carefully. On the streets, we have to be careful. Then she takes the old woman's arm and tells her to come in. The woman is bent way over, but I think that's how she is, and not because our roof is low. Can I sleep here tonight? The woman asks. Yes. Mom takes the coat that's still warm from being over us. Wrap up in this. The woman sits on the floor. I'm wondering if it's Christmas yet. That's a beautiful tree, she says. She takes off her hat and unpins the rose. Put this on it. You don't want it? Put it close to the star, she tells me. I do, and it does look good. I see her staring at the cookies. She's probably hungry. I lift the Santa plate. Have the green one, I say. She takes it slowly, eats it slowly. I try not to think of those soda cans. Excuse me. Would you like to sit over here with me? Thank you. Why don't you sit with Kathy, okay? Thank you very much. Now, where were we? The soda cans. She's probably hungry. Oh, Mom smiles at me. I got the right one there?
Yep.
Okay. Mom smiles at me. I'm glad when she doesn't offer to give up the red cookie, too, because I'm pretty sure tomorrow we'll go havers. There's just enough room for the three of us to lie side by side. It's warm in here, the old woman says. It's warm with love. The traffic outside is not as loud as usual. It's Christmas Eve, and I sleep. When I wake up in the morning, I start to wake up, and Mom says, "Merry Christmas," when I remember the old woman. She's gone. My father's coat is neatly folded. I look to see if the red cookie is still there. It is. The woman hasn't put the wood back to close our door. I see a dim figure in the opening. It's not the woman, though. It's our angel, December. I rub my eyes and look again. She's still there. But I can see our calendar page. She's still on the wall, too. How can that be? She takes a step backward. I sleepwalk to the door. None of this is real. I know that. It's foggy outside. I look up, and there's our angel, her wings fanned out to cover our cardboard house, and she's singing so softly I can hardly hear it. My knees are shaking. I hug my arms around myself and watch as the angel disappears into the lifting fog. Everything is still. I stumble back inside. I put the wood back. Then I crawl next to Mom again. Was I here beside her all the time, dreaming of angels? Then why are my feet so cold? Doesn't the angel only sing when we're asleep? Was I asleep? It's strange how everything started to change for us after that. People would say our luck just changed, but I don't think so. Now it's another Christmas Eve, and Mom's been working since summer. We have an apartment in the projects with real walls. We have a tiny tree. On its branches hang a toy soldier, a silvery spoon, the beads I once found on the sidewalk, and the crumpled fake rose. Under the tree is a paper plate with two cookies, one red, one green. On our crate are the red candle, Mary, the baby, one shepherd, one sheep, and Joseph. December smiles down from us from her place on the wall. I never noticed until after last Christmas Eve, but if you look real closely, you can see she has a faded rose in her hair. That's the story of December. Like that? Think about that. As you go, before you go to your parties, we got one more little thing for you here, okay?
I got a special picture here. I'm going to give one to you guys, because I think you guys can pass that around. And I'm going to show one out here. Does anybody know what this special picture might be? Very good. Very good. What else might it be? Where's Ben? Can you give him a little clue? Okay. It's Frosty the Snowman's baby picture. Very, very good. And if you guys come to Cardigan Weekend, and this is the last Sunday to sign up, you can build a snowman all together, and we can all decorate it together. Yes?
Well,
it was a joke, and you did get it. Excellent. So come on down and check out Cardigan downstairs.
Okay, thanks, Kate. And you're going to have a Christmas party now, so you go through the door over here, right where Mr. Henkel is waving his hand. If you go over there, you'll go upstairs for your Christmas party, and we'll see you after the service. Okay, well, I'm sure they're going to have a good time. I want to thank the Chris Parker and all the folks on the Religious Education Committee for planning the Christmas holiday party for our boys and girls upstairs today. It's always good to have them with us, and we certainly wish them well for the rest of the morning.